Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone who joined our investors call. Thanks for finding the time today. From our side, today we'll be presenting myself, CEO Modestas Sutinis, and our Chief Financial Officer, Marius Kreis. The purpose of this call from our side is to go through latest MOGO news, to update you on recent developments, and also provide some latest operational and then business updates, as well as some of the next plans, which are in the, like, the nearest pipeline. You know, initially we've planned to mainly focus on SEBO credit acquisition, and that's still gonna be the case, but I believe in times like this, additional attention on business developments will be very useful, and I think in those times, communication with the market is never too much. So before starting, maybe short reminder that our quarterly earnings call is approaching. We'll provide more details in upcoming week, but we aim, same as last time, to do it as soon as possible. Our intention to do it either end of July or beginning of August. Also today, as I think we're running short of time, we'll try to be condensed, and then still have some time in the end for a couple of questions. Now maybe let's jump right away into presentation. It should have been uploaded in MOGO webpage. If you don't have in front of you, we'll try to be very detailed so that it would be easy to follow for you. But if you have, let's turn to second slide, recent MOGO developments, kind of from operational point of view, because obviously financials will provide in quarterly earnings call. So what do we see here? We actually see a lot of positive signs of operations getting back to normal levels. If you look at this first graph, so these are MOGO issuances, kind of car loans issuances. What we see that we have a constantly growing issuance levels. The bottom of issuances, obviously, when we almost stopped everything, that was like April, peak of pandemic. And after kind of evidence that lockdowns are easing up, that the economies are heating up, we start increasing our sales. In June, it has reached 5.6 million euros, which is of course still far below quarter one results, but it is expected to grow rapidly in upcoming months, pretty much following the same trajectory. What is important here to note down, if you would look at our conversion rate, it actually has dropped close to 50% in some months. So that just indicates that the demand for MOGO product is still there. And actually, despite the fact that we've been almost not investing in marketing, demand have not slowed down. It's kind of slowed down of issuances, mostly a result of our significantly strengthened underwriting policy. I would say kind of very prudent approach, taking into account all potential COVID effects and then COVID industries requesting additional data. So obviously throughout time, we also expect to start easing it up slightly. Also from the APR level, what you can see that in last 3 months, we've been focusing on most profitable and attractive pricing segments. So that's also going to be the strategy still in next couple of months, but I think in also in the future we'll get back to more diversified pricing. In the second graph, you can see our cash collection recovery numbers. So very kind of I can very happily tell you that we see again the same trend as with issuances, that the lowest point was reached in April, when our collections from car loans were just below 10 million euros. But ever since, we've been growing collected amount in double digits. And in June, we're pretty much back to pre-COVID level, like we've collected 13.1 million euros, which is still below to 14 kind of million euros level, which we had in January, February. But what I want to emphasize here and what we need to take into account that because we were not issuing loans and obviously because of higher impairments, our portfolio has shrinked quite significantly. So we're collecting this money from lower portfolio, and also that in some markets were still some mild moratoriums in place, which affects cash collections as well. Also talking about portfolio quality, I want to stress here that from the figures we see that this decrease in quality, it has stopped, it's back to normal levels. But we need to keep in mind that MOGO is a secured lender. Like our portfolio is backed by assets, which is a used car. So money uncollected in those COVID times, in those 3 months, even though it's impaired quite extensively, it's not a lost money. So now we're focusing heavily on our kind of recovering these hard cases, these cases which went into default, which did not take some debt collection tools which we offer to the client. So repossession is full speed in MOGO markets, and then obviously car sales will follow. So in quarter three and quarter four we will be definitely very big focus on that, and we expect to recover big part of those amounts. Moving forward, also looking at MOGO costs, cost base, we've also I think been emphasizing that in our quarter one earnings call, like it has decreased quarter two compared to quarter one by 27%, which is in money terms like 1.6 million, very, very significant saving, and this is a result of our company's actions. We've achieved that by reviewing and optimizing, I would say, our structure, becoming more lean organization. Of course, that includes some layoffs as well. Also reviewing salary levels, reviewing basically our contract with service providers, and kind of reviewing every expense line basically in P&L. So that's quite significant saving. Like 1 million of that comes alone from admin expenses. Obviously, some savings also from marketing expenses, which were never high, but in COVID times there's also like no point in investing in a lot in marketing. And we actually see that still leads are coming in, so the demand is there. What I want to tell here that it's not a short-term effect. We expect same, even slightly lower levels in quarter three and quarter four, purely just for the fact that not all the actions which were done, like not all the effect is seen already in P&L due to some payments to be made and some accrued amounts to be paid. But we should expect admin expense going down in quarter three and quarter four as well. And looking at the graph below, like as a result of all the measures, what I've told before, we see that we achieved the robust cash accumulation. You can see that in the slide below that at some points in June and in May our cash position was 25 million euros or even above, which is obviously wouldn't have been the case in business as usual. So in June we started lowering down our exposure in terms of liabilities, repaying part of the debt, because in this COVID peak times we were focused on liquidity. Now what we see, we were kind of herding cash. What we see now that we're comfortable with operations. We see that we're getting out of this COVID effect, so now definitely full focus on optimizing our cash position, which of course will improve P&L, will improve our interest coverage ratio. So I think that's kind of what I want to say on operational update, to sum up, really, really positive, positive developments, which gives us good confidence going forward, and then kind of forgetting this this April downswing, and then really focusing on actually achieving even better results what we had in June. Now let's turn to slide number three. Here I would like to share some more light on our most recent news, that was acquisition of Sebo Credit, which is a consumer lending business in Moldova. I could say that it, for some maybe outside parties, could look a little bit unorthodox time to acquire and then to kind of to make such action, but actually it strengthens MOGO Group significantly. And then what I told you in the previous slide, where we looked at our net loan portfolio, we see that it has shrinked quite a lot. So with this transaction, we're not only acquiring very profitable business and kind of mature business, but also we're increasing our portfolio, and we have a also cash position to do that, even though that's not a lot of cash requiring transaction. So maybe a couple of words about Sebo company. So Sebo Credit is a successful, profitable business on its own. We'll walk you through later through the financials, but just going through some key facts, that Sebo was a second largest non-bank credit organization in Moldova looking at net profits in 2019, and then fifth largest if we would be looking at total assets, and also it, as of time of acquisition, it has like a net loan portfolio of close to 16 million euros. These are predominantly installment loans, which matures up to 48 months, and then the amount is up to 1,500 euros. On top of that, I would say that we've been following Sebo activities as MOGO business before as well. We know that, the team has proved that they have like a strong management team and already a very strong brand in the market, in which they invested a lot in marketing in previous months. So I think needless to say that's a very favorable transaction for MOGO, which it has also very favorable conditions. First of all, the pricing, like the purchase price is close to book value of equity. That and then the maturity of the business results that we expect to have profitable operations within MOGO Group already from day one. And the fact that more than 50% of our equity investors of MOGO and Sebo were overlapping, like we managed to do really deep due diligence. We're also familiar with the team, so we're confident that integration will be fast and successful. And then, of course, it allowed us to get to those favorable conditions in the first place. And I think on top of that, what's very important that we see a lot of synergies between MOGO car business in Moldova, which, just to remind you, it's a profitable operations, it's growing operations, it's very promising market for us. And then the combination with MOGO and Sebo will be able to do a lot of synergies, starting some cross-selling, upsells. Sebo has way bigger consumer database, customer database than MOGO, so we'll be able to utilize on that as well, looking from car business perspective. Also, there's going to be a possibility on some admin operating cost optimizations, and just like our physical presence will expand significantly. But here, just one thing to notice, that we do not plan as of this moment to merge the companies. They will still be operating on separate brands, separate entities. But despite that, we'll still be able to utilize all these positive synergies. Now I'll hand over to my colleague, our CFO, Marius Kreis, to walk you through financials of SEBO.
Thank you, Modestas, and good evening everyone on the call. So turning now onto the financials of the company, we can see from the audited figures of 2019, as well as operational figures of 2020, the company is posting solid profitability metrics in terms of net profit after Forex and tax, as well as EBITDA. Even more so, the company has managed to achieve positive net results despite COVID headwinds during the first half of 2020. As already mentioned by Modestas, the purchase price, as it has been already communicated during our Monday's announcement, has been set at 2.9 million euros, which is slightly below the book value of the net assets. As a result, we are purchasing a good quality, well-performing portfolio and a business that actually requires a way smaller balance sheet than that of Omogo to generate a substantial profitability. Now I would suggest to turn to the next slide. So that would be the slide 4. Obviously, the last several months, both in capital markets and in real economy, have been very erratic and fueled by a lot of uncertainty. This is something that we are very much committed to address going forward by having more frequent investor calls in between the quarterly calls to discuss material events for the company or any recent developments. We are also recovering rapidly from the initial damage caused by the pandemic, and we are a cash surplus generating company, as already mentioned by Modestas. However, at the same time, we need to be cognizant of the fact that EBITDA for this year will be negatively affected by the April impairments, which have now recovered for the most part on a monthly basis, if we look at May and also if we would look at the June separately. Also, due to the cash buffer that we were carrying, we do have somewhat elevated interest expense costs that we are currently decreasing by repaying most expensive part of the Mintos debt. Both of these items, EBITDA as well as finance charges, are a function of our Eurobond maintenance covenant interest coverage ratio. Also, the capitalization ratio, due to recent shareholders' contribution in the amount of 10 million euros, is somewhat of a less of a concern, and we feel quite comfortable over that. However, keeping this in mind, we have received a temporarily granted waiver in exchange of a liquidity undertaking. We also do aim at organizing a broader bondholders meeting during the third quarter of this year to have an open conversation with our bondholders on recent developments and how to better align terms and conditions of our Eurobond with the security of our investors and profitability of the group. We also aim to have an early quarterly earning call this month or beginning of the next month to discuss the financial results of the first half of this year, and where we also plan to explain in more details how the group is positioned after the exit of this pandemic period, which has basically characterized the months of April, May and June. And of course, as a company's management, we want to re-emphasize the importance of group's presence in the capital markets and our commitment to an ongoing transparent discussion with our investors. With this, I would actually like to close the presentation part of today's call. We are somewhat limited in time and the number of questions we can take, but we'll do our best. Thank you all for now, and now I turn back to the operator of this call.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. And as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. And if you wish to cancel your request, you can press the hash key. Once again, for the participants over the phone line, please press star 1 if you wish to ask a question. And your first question comes from the line of Frank Lemon. Your line is open. You may ask your question.
Yes, good afternoon, and thank you for the presentation, Marius and Modestas. I do have three questions here, and before I start with the questions, I do want to say, yes, that's a good move what you say on page four, that there will be a bit of more clarity on the covenant discussion. But I don't really have a question for that, and I look forward to that. So it's pretty much on the SABO acquisition. So my first question is, I never ever thought that you would enter the non-collateralized lending market, which effectively you have done with the SABO trade. It's different markets, it's different NPLs, it's I think it's also a different handling, and I understand that the IT system stays. But have you ever pointed out anywhere in the past that you might be willing to enter that market, and how did that come along? That I like to know. So that would be my first question. The other two are very simple. I understand that you have a cash position of about around about 20 million right now, end of June, if I look at your page two, if you can confirm that. And my third question would be, when you show the balance sheet of SABO, you say net portfolio and cash. So what's the cash portion? I understand the net portfolio is 15.9. It's 21.5. So is the difference 5.6 million? But I'm not sure if that's true. So you would have acquired, paid 3 million, but you acquire 5.6 million in cash. That would be a fantastic trade, and but I might be wrong on that. And just as a roundup, you do have a good relationship with Fitch, because Fitch issued a update on their rating just a few days before the publication of the covenant letter. Have you discussed this acquisition with Fitch, and what are they thinking about that? That would be quite something I like to know. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Frank, for joining and for the questions. We'll split answers with Marius.
Okay.
Let me take the first question, and then Marius will comment on the technical aspects. So in terms of non-collateralized business, here we're not entering completely unfamiliar territory, because we've already been issuing non-collateralized loans in our mature markets, primarily Latvia, Estonia, and then that was kind of as a sequence of really our market experience and kind of having a trusted customer base who we know are good payers. So that was mainly as an upsell tool for the best customers.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about SABO, yes, it is non-collateralized loan. That is the case, but majority, because these are physical branches, like most of the loans are issued actually like not online, they're issued in physical branches. So that a lot of that is used for consumer electronics purchases, which is to some extent also has a very clear purpose of purchase. So that territory, we know that these are way better NPL customers, and we actually see it from the financials when typical and NPL when typical consumer lending, and given the fact that Malta is really underbanked, kind of underbanked market, we see that these two companies they fit perfectly to each other. We also see that some of the customers, they were also requesting some additional amount from MOGO, which we were like never focused on in the past,
mm-hmm.
because we're really we're just focused on growing the car loan business. So we see that with that acquisition, we do maybe enter a little bit different territory, but the fact that we're also taking very experienced team and IT systems, as we've mentioned, they will stay different, but we're quite familiar with IT system companies using, and then we basically have the same integrations. So that we've already done an IT due diligence. We see that it's going to be a smooth process, and even exchange of data between the companies in some cases, if necessary, it's going to be really smooth sailing. So answering, kind of summarizing my answer, yes, a little bit different type of business, but still very well fitting and not completely unfamiliar territory for us.
Okay.
Yeah, and hi, Frank Oliver, good hearing from you. I'll basically take the second, third, and fourth question. And answer pretty much the second and third and in one go. So I can basically reconfirm both of your questions. First one was on the Mogo's cash position, which was, around 20 million by end of June. As of this moment, it is slightly lower since we are continuing to pay back the most expensive loans in the Mintos platform. But we're definitely comfortably in a high double-digit range. We also did pay our Eurobond coupon at the early July, so that also
right.
has decreased the position slightly. And also I can reconfirm the cash position of SEBO, which is close to 5 million. As you pointed it out, as also Modestas mentioned, this was a favorable transaction. And really, this was a transaction that was executed with Mogo being the company that would really develop the SEBO even further and actually benefit from it greatly. That's on the questions number two and three. On the fourth, on the Fitch, with the Fitch we do have a very good good working relationship, and apart from many things and the company's update and how we're navigating COVID, we also discussed number of strategic initiatives and activities that we plan to pretty much perform as a group, as a group's management, amongst cost optimizations and basically potential rationalization of several of our markets, on which we'll talk more on our quarterly earning call. We also
okay.
did mention the opportunity to the fact that we are looking into the purchase and pretty much growing our portfolio and the revenue and strengthening our EBITDA with the purchase of certain businesses and companies. And we did not discuss this particular company in the detail because that was still in the works. But as a strategic initiative, we did confirm, we did discuss, and as you can see in the rating report, the outcome was favorable for us and highly appreciated by Fitch in general.
Maris, thank you very much. Just one follow-up. The borrowings of SEBO, the 18.7 million, is that all Mintos, or where would I find that?
The biggest part of it is peer-to-peer platform Mintos. They do carry a substantial amount of local debt, but
mm-hmm.
more than half would be in Mintos. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And good luck with integrating that acquisition.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Once again, for the participants over the phone line, please press star 1 if you wish to ask a question.
Yeah, I guess,
once again,
guys, if no further questions, as we're slightly running out of time, maybe like we'll finish on that. Thanks again, everyone, for joining. Hopefully to talk to you again during our upcoming earnings call. And have a great evening, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. And that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may all disconnect. And speakers, please stand by.